Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we're going to be talking about the inner voice, that compromise isn't settling, and creating ease through gratitude. And I have my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy Frost, with me tonight. Hey, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Great, great. So glad that you're scientist. I am grateful for you, and I have much gratitude for you, just always coming in here and helping us walk through all this wonderful stuff with our cafe book club. We are in, I think, week four of the Cafe Book Club, and boy, this has been just such a wonderful book. It has all kinds of really, I talked before on other shows about it being just these nuggets of really wonderful wisdom, wonderful insight, and Anna Weber has just done such a great job of being able to just simplify so many things, really coming from when it was looking at our passion, looking at our ways of having clarity, and really coming from a very spiritual way of walking through all of that. So we went through chapters 8 through 12, actually 8 through 13 last week, and we're stepping into the 13 through 17 tonight, so that's going to be really good. Some good stuff coming up here. So one of the things I wanted to make sure that everybody, encourage everybody to go to our last show was 318, and Andy had done a wonderful job, our producer and my lovely husband, on connecting the dots with, there's a YouTube with Steve Jobs. And boy, it's 15 minutes that's really jam-packed with all kinds of insights and things to really look at from just a Steve Jobs unique perspective. So I really want to encourage everybody to go back and look at that, because it's really looking at, when Anna had written that chapter, it was looking at the law of attraction and then using all of our senses for being able to tap into our passion and being able to put things out there in a way that, knowing that, you know, when the timing is right, which we'll be talking about tonight too, a little bit about timing, that things come back to us in ways we can't even imagine when we're willing to just name it and claim it and have it come back in more of a spiritual time, as opposed to us thinking, you know, having that instant gratification with all that kind of stuff. So, and we had some homework. Amy, you want to talk a little bit about the homework from last week?
Gosh, that seems like a million years ago, but yes, I
know, doesn't it? It sure does, yeah.
So, last week we were talking about leading, and I think that really opened up a lot of things for me. Where are you leading? Where could you be leading? And then kind of what is the first step to turn on your own inner light? And I think through that, what happened for me was, I'm a member of the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology, and we came forward about all these great people doing humanitarian work, and that we wanted to create a panel. And through that is like, how do you expand consciousness by doing humanitarian work, not only for the people that you're supporting, but everybody in the process? And I think that kind of opened that up. And we did, we had to do a lot of work in a couple of days, but we got that done. I think that opened up that. So trying different things, that was part of it. Maybe looking at what would happen from that, looking at what can you get rid of in your life that no longer serves. Some simple steps to deepen relationship, and we're going to go into that a little bit more in a different way here in the coming chapter. And then last but not least, chapter 12 really looked at, how do you accept yourself? And I think it's even moving beyond, how do I accept myself? How do I unconditionally love myself? Which I think a lot of people are working on.
Yeah, and I also think with chapter 12 too, for me, it was, you know, because she has a story about how she had heard that, you know, blondes, it's easier for blondes to get higher than, you know, brunettes. And so she wound up, you know, dyeing her hair. And within a day, you know, she did get hired. But within a day, people were going like, you're not really a blonde, are you? Maybe you should go back to your regular hair color. But it really wasn't about her hair color. It was her abilities as a person. So, you know, instead of, it's about, you know, what we think of ourselves as opposed to what other people think about us. So being able to have that sense of self-love and confidence that we have within ourselves, and being able to have that is the thing that really can show our light and who we are and how we can be an agent for change in the world. So all that stuff is really good. So any insights you had from the homework, Amy?
I think it was, we're going through doing that homework. It was kind of made for a lot of, I think, balance, because we're looking at lots of different things, leading and what do I get rid of and how do I have achieving a positive attitude about things, even facing them while being positive about them. One thing I like to say about my work is making things simple for people so they can do the hard work. And I think that's kind of it, with a positive attitude, not being Pollyanna, but coming from a positive attitude and saying, all right, we're going to go in here and do what has to get done. So just reinforced for me a lot of how I work with myself and others.
Yeah. And another thing that I got out of the homework too was, you know, in chapter 10, we were taking inventory, you know, and that sometimes more isn't necessarily better. And I really loved how Anna talked about the 10 minutes a week. You know, just take 10 minutes a week, like on a Sunday afternoon, and just kind of take a little bit of reflection of, like, where am I and where do I want to go in what I've got going on. So it's being able to do that check-in every week. And that's just so powerful because, you know, it's funny because this week I keep getting that metaphor of, you know, it's a plane and you start out in one direction and you have to make those small little adjustments so you can get to the location that you need to go to. Or the other analogy I'd heard was like a small sailboat. Same thing, you know, when you've got that rudder, you can, you know, depending on where the rudder is and being able to make those small adjustments, you being able to glide it into where you want to go. So it's that same kind of thing that life is showing us continually, just in all different metaphors, of being able just to make those small changes every day that can either be putting us in the wrong way or the right way. So I think that's something to really be looking at. So let's jump into the new chapters here, all kinds of good information. So chapter 13 is called What's Next? And it starts with this story of how Anna had been looking. She was on a yacht going to a party, and she noticed this other boat that was coming in that was a yacht. The name of the boat was What's Next? And she went over and asked the captain. She said, you know, why did you call it What's Next? And he says, it's the way I live my life. I've learned to look forward to what I get next and to what to do next. And she says, are you ever in the now? And he said, the now is boring. And he said that he thrives on what's the next purchase, the next party, the next trip, the next relationship. It's always about next. And then I really kind of paused with that. And she just felt sorry for him because she realized that he was really missing out on so much. Because she just realized in living in the now, we really can savor that and take advantage of the opportunities that are here for us instead of always looking forward, you know, looking to the future instead of really realizing what's around us. So anything, insights with that, Amy, that you'd like to share?
I think it's a balance. I understand it's really important to be in the present moment, and I do work to do that. But if you're not planning for what's next, that next moment may not be as graceful as it could be. So I think it's finding that balance.
Yeah, and she goes on saying, we create tomorrows by creating our todays. As you know, you really, you know, when you're creating things for the future, you're also, you know, day by day, things are going by and being able to look at all those different things. So, you know, it's like treating every day. She said this too, that I thought was great. She said, treat every day as a new friend. Befriending the day as a loving companion makes everything else easier and more joyful. And boy, that's really true. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone up in the morning and I'll have certain authors that I like to read or whatever that are just inspiring and make you just be able to walk into the day with gratitude and looking from a different perspective. And how that little lesson will just show itself all day long with different people. So you can just see the variety and the just the vast amount of, you know, being able to. And to me, that's those whispers of I love you. When you have those things coming back to you, just, you know, showing that level of, you know, and it's here and it's there and it's over here, you know, with conversations and things. Or being able to share that insight with someone else and having them go, wow, that's a great thing too. So it's just a really cool thing of being able to look at that. So anything else with that chapter, Ayn?
Yeah, I think one of the most important, she talks about how important it is that you start your day in a way that really supports what you want in your life. So for this chapter, I want people to be thinking about how do you start your day? And something that might be an interesting thing to try is try 5 minutes of stillness before you dive into that to-do list. And I was at an art gallery in Sedona, and there was a painting there, and it said, stillness is the speed of light. And I've really been sitting with that. But I think we have to be planning and all that. But, you know, it's fine. It's how we start our day, I think, tend to make a really big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about that, too, because there's other, and as we get into the chapters, there's more about stillness that Anna wanted to share. So the next one's chapter 14, is hearing the inner voice. And boy, this is all about really coming from that inner sense of yourself that's really there to just love and support you. And Anna talks about, you know, the foods that you eat. And, you know, she talks about she was in a restaurant and she was wanting to lose a little bit of weight for a wedding. And she was looking at the the menu and just thinking, boy, there's really nothing here that I would feel like it could be my totally healthy choice. But, you know, she wound up settling on a salad that, you know, felt like it could be the best choice for her. And she felt really good about that because she knew that as you make those good choices, it follows with those other choices. You know, you talk to anybody who's a trainer and they'll tell you that. It's like, you know, just getting out there and moving and changing the way your eating habits and stuff like that. Pretty soon your body is asking for the more healthy foods, asking to move and just being in a more energetic way. So it's just, you know, those promptings will just lead to other healthy promptings. Just like you can do the other direction, you start, you know, binging and laying around and not watching, you know, not getting exercise. Your body's like, okay, well, let's just do that. this is good too, you know, but, you know, necessarily best, you know, the best for us, but it's like, which direction do we want to be going into? So it kind of goes back into what's next too when we look at all that fun stuff. So the answers are a craving that comes from our good place or a bad place, depending on what you're doing with that. And she says, when you listen to your inner voice, you'll find the answers and also peace of mind. So I think that's something that we really need to take that to heart. And, you know, along with that too, you know, we've had other chapters and other wonderful books like Big Magic, and gosh, I think every book that we've gone through has always talked about that guide, that inner knowing, that inner guidance within ourselves, and how powerful that can be when we just slow down and give ourselves a chance to breathe, maybe journal, give ourselves some quiet time to be able to be in that stillness so we can hear that voice. It's just seeking just for our best and highest for ourselves and helping us to be, you know, living in a really clear way. So how about you? Anything with that one, Amy?
Yeah, well, I think that really stood out for me was she talks about eating foods that love you back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a quest to kind of, you know, don't have to get crazy, but just kind of this week, start being with that question. This week, you know, eat foods that love you back. And maybe it's not everything you eat, but try to make that the majority of what you eat and really listen to your body. We were so out of our bodies that we don't really know what they want. So before you start having anxiety, before you start feeling lightheaded, you know, your body's probably telling you to drink something or eat something. So what I want to support you in this week is really slowing the volley down. And, you know, having those minutes of stillness before you start your day, but throughout your day, let your body tell you what it needs and listen to it and eat foods that love you back.
Yeah, one of the ways that Anna talks about it in the chapter is she calls it the domino effect. And I think that's such a great metaphor when you just think about
pizza,
you know, this one
careful.
Choice.
You know, go to Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, not the pizza. Not the pizza. We're talking about the dominoes, the game here. Okay. Yeah. With that whole, you know, that one choice being one domino and having it going in a positive direction. So have you ever gone on YouTube and looked at some of the just these amazing domino things that they have, Amy?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Oh, my gosh. If you never, yeah, maybe I'll have Andy see you go ahead and pull one of those up too, or maybe make a link for two or three of them. Oh, they, you know, they'll go on for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's just amazing, all the different patterns and everything they do with these domino competitions. It's just like, oh, my God, you know, like, you know, got water and all kinds of stuff that they do with them. So, anyway, that's kind of a fun side thing that we could have with that, too, of being able, you know, it just shows how powerful when we do listen and allow the flow of things to go its natural way, how it can just be something that really can be meaningful and really lifts our spirit, you know, in just more ways than one. So that's just a really great thing. So chapter 15 is compromise isn't settling. And boy, when I read that, that is a chapter like, okay, what are we getting into here when I started reading that one? So Anna talked about, you know, consider that, you know, it's a considerate form of negotiation. And I always like to call that, you know, the win-win. You know, she uses the example of, you know, you've got a significant other that has a issues with the toilet paper being rolled one direction as opposed to another, and you really don't care. Well, I let him have it the way he prefers, if it really doesn't matter to you. So in some ways, that's kind of love. I remember on one of the current Oprah Winfrey on, you know, Super Soul Sundays, there's one where he's they've got Tony Robbins on there, and he's talking about that where you're, you know, think about when you're first in love, you know, you'll do anything, you know, because you just want to make that person happy, you know, and they're like, and she's all like, oh, honey, take out the trash. He's like, yes, honey, I'm going to take out the trash for you. You know, bounding across the stage and just showing, you know, and totally in this place of love and like, sure, I would be more than happy to do that for you, you know. So it's that kind of that passion and purpose that we're talking about, you know, coming from that level of you know, being very considerate, you know, when it comes to just being able to negotiate and have it be something where, you know, and if it benefits them, it can benefit you, that kind of thing. And so it's always that looking at finding what's right with some people, what you appreciate about them and things like that. We're talking about the power of gratitude here too. So, you know, it's coming from that place. And also when it comes to looking at the settling, when it comes to different, you know, when we settle and we allow someone to really, you know, to take that, and when it is a sense of compromise, when we're making things okay, when it's really not okay with us, you know, we've got fears and doubts and despair that really can sink in with us, you know, and it's giving up a sense of ourselves when we allow that. So, Amy, I'd love for you to dive into that and go deeper with that part of what she was sharing on that.
Well, with this chapter, really all about negotiating and not settling and compromising in the perspective of finding a solution that you can both live with. And that's good. I am I'm trained professionally as a negotiator. So I really believe that negotiation is critical in relationships of all kinds, even with yourself. And she talks about here on page 79 that we dig ourselves into a deep hole and reach back to bury ourselves out in the dirt. Instead of living a full, loving life, we stumble through a miserable existence. And I'm sorry, we don't have to dishonor yourself, you know, and betray your own self. So, this thing is very powerful. Settling breeds negativity, and negativity will subvert and sabotage and reverse all progress you've made. So I think that you need to look at relationships. There's a big, and we're talking in terms of even energetically, it feels much different between negotiating for a solution that you can both live with. It doesn't mean both are equally happy. I think in the long term you are, that there's a balance, but in the moment, one may be more be happier with a solution than the other, but you can live with it. I think that's the difference. And so I think that's something you need. I highly recommend that, you know, at work, at our relationships at home, that we're looking at, okay, running the trap line. How are you happy with our relationship? Is there anything that you'd like to see change in the next 6 months, or, you know, and doing that 1 week at a time, like you say, making those small changes and going, what is one thing we could do this week to make our relationship even better or more satisfying? And, you know, it isn't necessarily big, massive changes. Better could mean we have more peaceful time together. You know, it's finding those ways, or maybe we're going to commit to doing a walk once a week or whatever it happens to be. And even if you say, okay, go for a walk, one person wants it to be a real, you know, a 5 mile thing, and another wants it to be a 1 mile thing. So maybe you do two and a half. So it's finding that balance and not selling out, because what happens is people tend to get passive aggressive if they haven't really been part of the decision making. And I think that destroys relationships. Eventually you're just going to walk away or something, you know, or you're going to have a terrible rupture in the force. And one thing I want to talk about with this chapter, Compromises and Settling, today in the Huffington Post, there was an article based on this chapter by Anna. So you can see that at the Huffington Post from today. And we have a link to that, Andy. You could probably, you know, send that over.
Yeah, we'll make sure to put that in. We'll have a link for that, you know, as a part of the show, so you can go straight over there and be able to check out that. So that's exciting that she's got that going. So, yeah, she said, you know, it's a magical mix that leads us to self-growth and awareness. Just as a wind leads us when you sail, but when your captain is steering the course, your inner voice awakens from its coma and you begin to lead a full, meaningful, and exciting life. So it's just really tapping into that, you know, being able to let your wants and needs be expressed, knowing that, you know, they're important. And it's important that we make sure to be supporting ourselves and our partner, you know, with what we've got going on. And that, you know, it can be a sense of compromise, and that, you know, it's in being able to have both people feeling like they're valued and they're being respected for where they are in their relationship and what they can give to the relationship. So I think it's all just works out really well. Is there any homework with that one, Amy?
Yeah, what your assignment, if you choose to accept it, is what do you need to negotiate in one of your relationships? So you might want to start looking at, is there something that you might feel like you might be being a little passive aggressive? And you're not really feeling like there's a match there. And so before, you know, you get really mad and do something silly, maybe just kind of, where am I feeling uncomfortable? And sometimes just having a dialogue about it, nothing needs to change. But I think in having a dialogue, you can learn, oh, maybe there is something they need to change, but what is it? And then so having the courage to build the relationship enough where you can talk about anything. So that would be your assignment. And then going to look at that article that on this chapter in Huffington Post.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. You know, and just kind of a reminder that, you know, before we talked about that as a brain map where you when you go ahead and have that conversation, even though there might not be anything on an outward level that anybody's agreeing to change, you know, it does change because the perspective has changed. You know, being able to voice that and have it be something that's shared in the relationship can change everything because it's a matter of you're interested in that much more of a way that you're able to take that perspective and have it be something that enriches, you know, yourself as well as the other relationship, depending on what the circumstances are. So 16 is about creating ease and expressing gratitude. And he said, if you build a strong and healthy relationship with the person inside you, the one who's always with you, no matter what, you begin to build a strong and healthy relationship with others too. And in a way, I don't know how many times we've had this on the show, but I heard this the other day, you know, if you're feeling depressed, you're feeling sad, you're feeling in a place where you feel unsettled, you know, start talking about things you're grateful for. I think, Amy, don't you have a friend where you text with them three things that you're grateful for every day?
No, we did that as a process. We did a 21-day process. Did that. Mm-hmm. And I think what that does, though, and that was a while ago, I think it's a good thing to do maybe once a year, do that 21-day process. But it makes you really more, what can I focus on that I'm grateful for instead of what do I focus on that makes me angry?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important. So I have many relationships that's the focus. What are we doing right and how do we support each other in doing things that make us happier and better people?
Yeah, and it's such a empowering thing. It's like, you know, that's one thing about that I was going to be talking about too, actually, with the last chapter. It's like, think of the five most significant people that you have in your circle. Because they say that says so much about you, about, you know, whether they're positive or negative. And, you know, are they forward-thinking? Are they the people who are basically problem solvers, looking for opportunities to be able to have things moving in the right direction, that kind of thing? So that's something, another thing was like maybe homework of like, you know, who's around me? And if it's not people, you know, are they people who are complainers or people who are more pessimistic? Seek to start saying, well, where could there be people that I could find that would be people who would do that? Or to start asking for people to come into your life. It's amazing because we're going to talk about the power of prayer and having that be something there. So, and being grateful for what you have and being grateful for the people that you have, you know, because really everybody on a certain perspective would have senses of, you know, being able to have that. When you're grateful for them, that gratitude can come out in other ways. So it's being able to see that in every day. So it's really going back to, you know, the list of five things I'm grateful for today or five things that are blessings for me today, that kind of thing, and being able to have that. She says it's our ability to talk and listen to our higher power, some people that would call God or spirit, that I can receive guidance directly from this amazing entity that stands to astound and delight me. She said, I open myself up and trust to the universe, and the universe rewards me abundantly by placing people I need to meet and opportunities I can grow from alongside my path. And I don't even have to ask for anything in my prayers. I love how she doesn't ask for things. She basically just says, you know, having a relationship, having a conversation with that sense of myself and being able to have it where I always have my inner guidance. I always have my friend, a comrade with me that comes with me everywhere I go. So, you know, when people say, you know, I feel so lonely, it's a matter of allowing yourself to be able to open up yourself to that conversation. And for Anna, it was really coming from that place of, you know, she felt frustrated, coming from a place of, you know, nothing is working for me. And she really just shut off her life for a day. And she just got quiet, allowed herself to just kind of sit and be with herself. And within a few hours, she started being able to tap into that inner voice for herself. And always supportive and guiding in ways that, you know, we may not necessarily agree with the answer sometimes, but yet if we can sit with it and just say, you know, maybe this is for my best when it comes to, you know, suggesting things like, well, you know, you can get up and start working out and, you know, let's have more healthier choices and some of those things that we have on there. So, and she said, you know, our prayers answered. She says, yes. She said, not always right away and not always with the answer I'd prefer, but each and every moment I filter the choice and embrace the wisdom of the answer. And as I climb on this frequency, I get empowered from and blessed with all that is around me and for me. But that was a great paragraph that you read in that. So what did you get out of that 16?
For me, it really was a whole nother thing. On page 80, at the very beginning here, she talks about her cousin and that she spoke 8 languages fluently. And I asked her which was her favorite. She responded that she didn't favor any in particular, but she would use the native language of the person she was speaking with to make them more comfortable and give them the opportunity to express their thoughts and feelings. She said, I learned that there is much more likely to speak their mind in their own language. So I think that in order to really communicate with people, you need to look what is their language? I know we have talked about Gary Chapman's book, The 5 Languages of Love and the 5 Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. So that's certainly one place to look. You know, Myers-Briggs, there's the DISS assessment, there's color code. So what I want to challenge everybody to do is to find all kinds of different ways to understand people's languages, multiple intelligences, learning styles. That way that makes you more effective as a communicator when you understand the person you're attempting to communicate, style of communication, and how they understand languaging. That can shift everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're right. That was a very powerful part of the chapter, being able to speak in their own language. Because that's another place of being felt like, we always want to be, I want to be seen and I want to be known. And, mm-hmm. isn't that mm-hmm. a compliment when you have that where you're willing to come from the way that they speak and know one another. So chapter 17 is called The Unknown. And I was kind of surprised. This is a pretty long chapter compared to some of the other chapters. This one's almost like 10 to 50 pages. And Anna really goes into locking that part of yourself that comes again from that mystery. And we started that way back in the beginning with the first chapter. We talked about, when it came to mysteries and looking at what being curious in life and looking at the secrets that lead us to love and also to liking ourselves. What did you think of that chapter, Ayn?
Well, for me, it was really all about the inner voice. And listening to the inner voice. And I think, we talk a lot about that, I think, and especially, today's world. But what the world does that mean? So what came to me was people could play with this week or whenever they choose to, is to start an inner voice journal and to pose questions at the top of a page and allow the answers to come forward, which could happen immediately or could take a while. What comes to mind is Conversations with God. And that book is I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, Donald Walsh. He was really down and out and got legal-sized pads of paper and just wrote questions on the top of it to God, and then the answers started coming. And then they came. So I think, we talk a lot about the inner voice, but I think a lot of people are like, what is that? Well, I think you need to learn to hear it your way, how it makes sense to you. So maybe starting a journal or doing something by recording, when you feel like it's there and what is it saying, find a way to start really playing with it on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Anna says in the chapter. Says each of us has its own clear inner voice, a sacred treasure belonging to you and you alone. Validating that voice is the secret to shaving off past emotional baggage and living the life you want in the now. You know and acknowledge who you are, and you learn to like and love the being in you who accompanies you wherever you go. I just thought that was great. She said, to discover that inner voice and learn to listen to the intuition and wisdom within you without fear or reluctance. And that's really one of the big secrets of life, with being able to listen to that small, empowering voice that just wants the best for you. So, boy, that covered a lot here. And these half hours are always amazing. And So grateful for you, Ayn. So next week we're going to be looking at what Anna's learned to get you there faster and living every day in celebration. So again, another great week of all kinds of really wonderful. And this will be our last week coming up here for the Cafe Book Club with Passion, Spirit, and Purpose. But we'll have some great links for you. We love your comments and any kinds of suggestions for different things that you're finding with the book. And, thank you so much for so many of you that are doing the invitations for exercises and really just deepening yourself and really gifting yourself with those things. So anything you'd like to say?
Just really challenge yourself this week to really be silent. I know that scares people a lot, but there's so much gifts that could come from that.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we thank you again for joining us here at the cafe, and we will see you next time for our passion, spirit, and purpose. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.